It's a conversation which has happened quite a few times over the years. People see puppies being advertised for sale on Gumtree, and then there's quite a lot of the time there is a nasty story which follows. And overseas platforms like Gumtree and eBay have banned the sale of puppies to avoid unscrupulous and often cruel dog breeders from profiting. But in South Africa, that is not the case. MJ Lawrence is communications manager at Four Paws SA, which has approached eBay stroke Gumtree. I'm not sure whether they're the same thing, MJ, to say, why don't you do what England has done?
Hi, John. So eBay, Gumtree is a subsidiary of eBay, and eBay hasn't banned sale of puppies, maybe on their main sites, but on their classified sites across the globe, it's still not banned. And we aren't necessarily calling for a ban of this, but there is extremely poor regulation surrounding the matter. And these sites kind of allowed it to become a haven for deception and animal suffering. So just to give you an idea, in Europe, there's about 2.4 million dogs sold each year online. And I went on to Gumtree in South Africa last night, and there's 789 puppies up for sale. So what we're basically calling for is that Gumtree and its subsidiaries across the globe introduce seller verification so that there's no anonymity when it comes to the sale of these puppies. Because there are big breeding farms across Europe, I don't think the problem necessarily about breeding is so big in South Africa. But then these pups are kept in horrible keeping conditions. They are taken away from their mothers as early as 3 weeks. They don't get the necessary veterinarian attention, and they're then imported across borders because there's not really a regulation preventing that at the moment. And then you get the sick puppy. Drivers would transport them, for example, from Bulgaria to another country, and the puppies are injected with an adrenaline-like substance. So the puppies are awake and happy for a few days, and then they eventually die. And what we basically want to do is just ask eBay. We've signed a petition with about 210,000 people and a few high-level, high-profile celebrities and members of the European Parliament as well, calling on the entire eBay group to introduce seller verification. And to basically, it's the same as we would FICA our bank or if we apply for something, to FICA it. And then introduce animal welfare policies. There has been some groundwork done with certain of the subsidiaries introducing policies that includes only selling pets when they're 8 weeks old and they have to be vet checked and so on. But the problem is that if you do sell a puppy online now, there's still no way to trace you back if you didn't fulfill the requirements.
MJ, can I just try and get a sense of the scale of the problem? How many puppies did you say are for sale on eBay? 800, 700, something?
Yeah, in South Africa at the moment. But that obviously is...
No, like, but just give me that number, please, again. Let me remind
789
you.
789 as of last night.
And your experience, your knowledge of this industry suggests what? 50% of that? 70% of that? 10% of that? Is a sale which is in some way problematic for the puppy being sold? How deep does the problem go? Because I'm sure that not every puppy that is sold via a classified e-site is.
So from the European benchmark, it's about 4 in 10. So I guess
40%, that's quite high.
40%, I do think it might be a bit higher in European countries than in South Africa. I don't know why I think that. It's just a hunch. But
40%, that's roughly 320 puppies are being sold in a way which is not good for the health of the puppy. And I suppose even if it were only one or two, one would still want that not to happen. But 320 is a lot, and it does indicate perhaps that there is a need for some urgency on this.
No, definitely. I mean, if you just look at some of the conditions that these pups are staying in, it's horrible. And then ultimately, you know, if there's no way for anybody to know who sold that puppy, there's no way to report that. So when I do buy a puppy on, say, for instance, Gumtree in South Africa, and that puppy I see is sick in some kind or must have come from some terrible breeding place, there's no way for me to really take action on that. And that's essentially why the seller verification is important, so that you can...
You're not suggesting then that you should not be allowed to buy dogs, puppies on these sites, but it obviously works for people. If 60% of the 789 are dogs which have been well looked after before and while they're being put on sale, and we hope well looked after they're being bought, then you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You simply want to control it better. So
yeah.
the number one thing that you want is for these e-classified sites to verify, to insist on personal identification and verify that identification before they allow that person to place an ad for a puppy for sale.
Yes, yes, definitely. The other part of it is a different conversation about, you know, we ideally like people not to buy puppies because we already have a big problem with puppies and dogs not having homes in South Africa. I think if you can get a number from the SPCA to see how many dogs are up for adoption in a year, it would be a tremendous amount that need homes, which make this unnecessary already to buy it in the first place. But that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's a WhatsApp. Why would anyone buy a puppy on Gumtree when there are thousands upon thousands of unwanted dogs and puppies in shelters across the country? In fact, all dog breeders should be strictly regulated and should pay hefty license fees. And I was at the V&A waterfront on Saturday, and just before going into the food shed at the waterfront, an animal welfare organization had dogs there that were up for adoption, and there were, I think, probably about 20 or 25 dogs there that were hoping that somebody walking past would go, oh, that's a cute doggy, I want to take you home with me.
Yeah, and so the other thing is also, like, it's Christmas time, people feel the need maybe to give a puppy and then go online, because it's just the quickest way, I think, for some people to do it. But then, essentially, if you buy that puppy, it might end up back at the SPCA or wherever, because after 4 months, people realized that they didn't want the puppy anymore. So, yeah, buying online, I think, also, like, just stimulates the problem as well. There's an example that somebody said, yeah, but what if I don't buy the puppy from the breeder, which is breeding, for instance, in horrible conditions, then I'm not going to rescue that puppy. But essentially, you're buying that puppy, giving him money to continue his business.
MJ Lawrence, thank you very much indeed. Communications Manager at Four Paws SA. Is there anybody listening now who's bought a puppy online? Perhaps you can call me on 021-446-0567. Just explain why you use that method. I'm not critical of it in any way. So don't be nervous to call in because I might have a go at you. I'm just interested to explore why you did it that way, why you didn't go to the SPCA, get a rescue dog, or if you wanted a pedigree dog for whatever reason, and you're perfectly entitled to want a pedigree dog, why didn't you go to an official breeder or something like that? So if you have any personal experience to share, perhaps you were scammed by trying to buy a puppy on Gumtree, or you bought a puppy which you thought was going to be healthy because all of the pictures that were posted showed it, and then it was very different when it arrived in your home. Any experience you have of buying animals online, call me on 021-446-0567.